This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A U.S.-Israeli delegation, including White House advisor Jared Kushner, arrived in Abu Dhabi Monday on an historic first direct commercial flight from Tel Aviv. The flight marks the normalization of ties between the Jewish state and the UAE. With reporters, Jared Kushner says he wants to thank Saudi Arabia for allowing the flight to pass through their airspace, a big shift in protocol.
Also historic was the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia granting permission for this Israeli commercial flight to use its airspace. This is the first time that this has ever happened. I would like to thank the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia for making that possible.
Before boarding, Kushner said, quote, "While this is a historic flight, we hope that it will start an even more historic journey in the Middle East and beyond," end quote. The word peace was written in Arabic, English, and Hebrew on the cockpit of the plane. Lebanon's under-fire political leaders Monday designated a new prime minister, the diplomat Mustafa Adib, to tackle the country's deep political and economic crisis. The move comes hours before French President Emmanuel Macron was due to visit. Adib, Lebanon's former envoy to Germany, acknowledged in a televised speech that there is a, quote, "need to form a government in record time and to begin implementing reforms immediately." The previous government quit August 10th in the wake of the catastrophic explosion at the Beirut port that killed 188 people. Lebanon marks its centenary Tuesday as it mourns the blast disaster, sits ruined by economic meltdown, and held hostage to a dysfunctional political system. There will be no ceremony to commemorate 100 years since French Mandate authorities proclaimed the creation of Greater Lebanon, incorporating mainly Muslim former Ottoman regions, September 1st, 1920. This is VOA News. A lawyer for relatives of victims killed when Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was shot down over Ukraine in 2014 says the families want damages as a recognition of the injustice they suffered. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Lawyer Arlette Shines spoke at the resumption of the Dutch trial in absentia of three Russians and a Ukrainian charged with offences including mass murder for their alleged involvement in the downing of the plane. She urged the court not to lose sight of the suffering of the hundreds of people who lost their loved ones as she addressed the judges on legal questions linked to families' rights to claim damages. It's not yet clear how many families will submit compensation requests at the trial or how much they will want to claim. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Russia said Monday it was expelling three diplomats from the Slovak embassy in Moscow in a tit-for-tat move that Bratislava forced out three Russians amid a growing diplomatic spat with Europe. Russia's health minister says mass vaccination of the Russian population against COVID-19 is set to begin sometime after November or December, according to TASS, the state news agency. The UAE has sent medical aid to war-torn Syria to combat the coronavirus in the first such delivery since their leaders broke a nine-year silence, the Syrian Red Crescent said Monday. The delivery late Sunday included medicine, ventilators, and disinfectant, the Red Crescent and state news agency SANA said. The United States is set to surpass 6 million confirmed coronavirus cases to go along with the world-leading 183,000 deaths the country has recorded. Face masks on public transport became mandatory in New Zealand Monday as social restrictions in the largest city of Auckland were also eased. The Pacific nation of 5 million people had seemed to stop community transmission of COVID-19 due to tough lockdown measures, but reintroduced restrictions in its largest city, Auckland, this month following a fresh outbreak. Worldwide, there are more than 846,000 COVID-19-related deaths, with now 25.2 million confirmed infections, with just four countries, the United States, Brazil, India, and Russia, carrying the bulk of the cases. For more on COVID-19 or the top stories of the day, please make sure to visit us at voanews.com. The Trump administration has blocked the scheduled removal of a former Colombian paramilitary boss to Italy and now intends to deport him to his South American homeland, where he's been found responsible for hundreds of war crimes. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.